Now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Shell's Shorts opens tonight at Theater 810, seven short plays by Shell Silverstein. If you know his children's stories, you may want to join them for an evening of adult comedy. Again, that's tonight, opening tonight, and it will run through the weekend at Theater 810. Tickets are available by calling the theater at 484-0172. In Lake Charles, the 11th Annual MacLeod Lecture Series will be held in the Shearman Fine Arts Performing Arts Theater. It's called Grassroots Politics and Louisiana's Military. All are invited, 7 o'clock, again, in the Shearman Fine Arts Performance Studio. The Music of the Sun concert will feature Ethel and Robert Mirabel on Friday evening in Bulber Auditorium on the McNeese campus. Tickets are available through the Banners website, which is banners.org. Le Hay Babies will be playing for Bach Lunch tomorrow from noon until 1 o'clock in Parc Sans Souci. That will be the final in the Bach Lunch series for this spring. And there will be an open mic showcase and poetry slam at the Lafayette Science Museum on Saturday, April 26th. Doors will open at 1:30 and the showcase starts at 2 o'clock. La Randonnée du Festival is a 70, 50, or 25-mile bike ride that will be held on Sunday, April 27th, the last day of festival. For more information or to register, you can go to their website, which is latrail.org. And, of course, it is festival, and KRVS will be broadcasting from the festival starting at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll broadcast Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until through the last act on Sunday. So please tell your friends far away that they can tune in, or you can tune in while you're in transit to or from the festival, or you're just getting ready to go to the festival and you're still sitting on your porch having coffee. You can tune in to KRVS and not miss any of the festival. That will be starting tonight. Our broadcast will start at 6 o'clock and go through Sunday. Sally Ann Glassman will give the annual George Rodrigue Lecture this Sunday. It will coincide, of course, with festival. And she is a New Orleans voodoo priestess, and her talk is entitled Marie Laveau, Voodoo, and Me, Notes on Being an Anthropological Study. That talk will be on Sunday at Cité des Arts at 1:30. All are invited to attend. And again, that is the annual George Rodrigue Lecture. In Lake Charles on Monday, the Yom HaShoah Holocaust and Heroism Remembrance will take place in the McNeese Shearman Fine Arts Theater. That will be at 7 o'clock on Monday. The program will include a speech by Mr. Leo Ullman and lighting of the memorial candles by local children and a reception. The Jamie Gilbo and Thelma Gilbo UL Lafayette Collections Fellowships Lectures will be presented this Tuesday, April 29th at 4 o'clock in Dupre Library on the UL campus. The fellowships and lectures are sponsored by the UL Lafayette History Department, and the two presentations on sports in the South will be given by Gilbo Fellows Dr. Zeb Baker and Dr. Matthew Touch. They will be, again, giving lectures on sports. Dr. Baker will be presenting on the integration of football in the South, and Dr. Touch will present on Ernest J. Gaines' use of athletes and sports in his fiction, especially in his novels, The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman and A Lesson Before Dying. That is in Dupre Library. It's free of charge to everyone and will be at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. There will be a special presentation on the Atchafalaya River Basin Thursday, May 1st next week. It will be at 4 o'clock in B.O. Hall. Brian Piazza will be giving a presentation, and he is a Nature Conservancy scientist, and we'll tell you more about that as the time gets closer. Stay with KRVS this afternoon and evening. You can check out our website for lots of information on the schedule. You can download a weekly schedule, or you can podcast many of our locally produced programs. That's all at krvs.org, and you can, of course, support KRVS at any time securely and easily at our website. Just click on the Pledge Now or the Support button and make your contribution. KRVS's annual spring fundraiser will start Monday, the day after festival, and if your renewal is up, you can do that very conveniently now or during the fundraiser. Please join us during that time, and please express your appreciation for broadcasts, live broadcasts like the festival broadcast. This afternoon, we will be with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. And then at 6 o'clock, we will switch to our live festival broadcast. And that will go until later this evening, till around 10:30 or so, at which time we'll switch back to our regular programming. And then on Friday, we'll start at 6 o'clock again with festival broadcasts. Stay with us. Again, at 4, we'll be with All Things Considered. And at 6, KRVS's live Festival Internationale broadcast.